You are now tuning into the No Small Talk podcast, and we're your hosts, Ebony and Sherry, two introverts who actually do enjoy conversations, as long as it's not small talk. And you don't have to settle for small talk either. Change the conversation. We're here to show you how.
With our conversation starters, we want to help you enjoy meaningful conversations and build better relationships in order to succeed in business, life, and in love. We'll show you how to be confident, present, and vulnerable while starting conversations that you enjoy.
Relationships, parenting, careers, money, and wellness are all topics we discuss right here on this podcast. So get your headphones, your cup of tea, and get ready to be inspired to start your next conversation. No small talk.
They cannot do what they want. I got my freedom of speech. Yeah. Get to say what I want. They cannot lock me outside. I walk in right through the front. With a big bag like I'm back. You need to get my respect.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, friend. Welcome to another episode of the No Small Talk podcast, where we help introverts like you socialize more confidently and naturally without the small talk. And before we jump in today's episode, I want to remind you to be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes if you've enjoyed the podcast so far. Your rates and reviews help us so that we can show up more for other introverts looking for resources like this. And when you subscribe, you make sure that you are the first to get notified as soon as an episode drops. You know what? As a matter of fact, just hit pause. Hit pause right now. Go ahead, rate, review, and subscribe. And invite a friend. Invite a friend right now. Just hit the share icon and have your friend join in on the conversation. Please help us spread the love. Thank you. And without further ado, no small talk. Hi. Hope you're good. Hope you're well. Welcome to another episode of the No Small Talk podcast. It's your girl, Sherry, and I am here doing a solo episode this week. This is episode 37. I'm not even sure if I can actually call this an actual episode. Truth be told, Ebony and I were both caught up on a couple of things, and so we were not able to package together an actual full episode for this week, but we didn't want to leave you hanging, so I just thought I'd jump on here, speak to you about the conversation starters, how some of you all are using them, give you new ways to use them, and also just kind of update you on the things that we are doing with the podcast. So people have been using the conversation starters in different ways. You told us that you're using them as icebreakers for your virtual events, at work events and work retreats, conferences, even prayer meetings and study groups. And these are all amazing ways to use the conversation starters. They are great to establish new connections or strengthen already existing ones. And we are so excited that you are using them as intended and you are actually enjoying them in the process. Anyone can have a great conversation. This is our model. Anyone can have a great conversation. You just have to ask the right question. And with our conversation starters, you are well on your way to having amazing, meaningful experiences and conversations. And to get more, download the freebie that we developed just for you. It's our 20 easy conversation starters you can use anytime. And we have questions you can use for first dates, questions you can use on the Tinder app. Yes, because we all know that those initial conversations can be awkward. So we got you there. Conversations you can use anywhere, at work, really anywhere at any time. So download them, use them, and let us know what you think about them. Another great way to use these conversation starters is to have a no small talk party. So this is actually how the podcast got started. About 2 years ago, I was speaking to my life coach, or more career coach, and she pointed out to me that I hardly talk about my personal life. I hardly talk about going out. And I told her I am a homebody. I do like to connect with people, but you can find me in the corner at the club anywhere just talking to one person for 2 hours in deep conversation. And she said, you know what? You should have a no small talk party. And that's exactly what I did. I rounded up a couple of people. They came over to my apartment. I asked them to submit 2 questions in advance. And we went around and answered the questions individually. It was amazing. Learned new things about my friends, things that I would have never thought. And it really strengthened and solidified our friendships. And I offer that to you all. Have a no small talk party. You may not be able to have one in person, but jump on a Zoom call, jump on a WebEx. You can even do it on the House Party app. Whatever way you feel comfortable with, get a few of your friends together. It could be 1, it could be 2, it could be 5, whatever you're comfortable with. And you can either use the conversation starters that we have on the podcast or on the freebie, which you can download, or you can develop your own. Again, maybe you ask your friends in advance to submit 2 or 3 questions and you kind of do a round robin answering those questions. It's an amazing way to just connect, have fun, and it's something different to do during this downtime we have in COVID. But again, still prioritizing human connection. So do it. And again, as always, let us know how that experience is for you. The next thing I wanted to talk about again was to just update you all. We thank you for joining us on this ride of the No Small Talk podcast made by introverts for introverts. We are so excited about the tribe and the community that we found in all of you, and we hope that you feel the same way. We are excited about the upcoming episodes. We're switching things up a bit. We're still going to maintain the conversation starters, of course, but we will be adding a few guests to the conversation starters. So instead of just hearing Ebony and I go off with the conversation starters and the questions, we'll be inviting a few of our friends, introverts and non-introverts, but people who love to have those deep reflective conversations. And it just offers another voice. I don't know, you guys may be tired of hearing just Ebony and I, but whatever the case is, we're adding other voices and we believe that it's going to make the conversations a bit richer and dynamic. The other thing we'll be doing is we'll be including some interviews featuring experts who will be offering guidance on personal and professional development, specifically for introverts. And the topics we'll be covering will primarily center around how to build and develop confidence and self-esteem as an introvert, how to have better conversations and communicate your ideas, and how to connect. And around the idea of connection, specifically focusing on being vulnerable, how to be vulnerable, how to be more authentic, and how to be more present, and also the power of storytelling. Storytelling is huge. When you're answering some of these questions and having conversations, you want to be able to dig deep and tell a story to illustrate your point. Again, it just adds depth and richness to your conversations. And when you walk away, people remember you not just as Sherry or Ebony, but Sherry who had this experience when she was 5 years old, blah, blah, blah. That's just a much deeper way to be remembered. And so we are excited about that. In fact, we already have our first expert interview recorded and wrapped up, packaged for you. It is going to be on how to work on your personal brand as an individual. You may not have your own business, you may not be an entrepreneur, but notwithstanding that, as an individual, we should all be focused on building and establishing a personal brand. What do you want to be remembered as when you are not in the room, when you walk away from an experience or an interaction? How do you want people to feel as a result of that interaction? And that's exactly what we will be talking about when it comes to building your personal brand. And that's it. Major things, but not too many things. We hope that you all are just excited as we are about what's to come. But before I close, I want to leave you with something that made Ebony and I's day It's a review from Wombs K, and it reads, "This podcast has been an awesome addition to my list! ! It's always good hearing thoughts of others and engaging in good dialogue without the small talk. The topics are on point and exactly related to the types of conversations I'm also having now with friends." Yes! You guys, we get so excited whenever we get these reviews. And Wombs K, I am so glad that you left that review. I'm glad that you find our conversations relatable, because that's exactly what we are encouraging you all to do. Not manufacture conversations, but be comfortable talking about the things that matter to you. Dating, marriage, taking care of your kids, work, career, whatever it is. And through the podcast, we hope to encourage and inspire you to be able to do the same thing. These are topics, adulting. We're all figuring out what adulting looks like in this age, and what better way than to figure it out together by sharing our experiences, asking questions of each other, and learning together. So thank you, Wombs K, for that review. And we are asking for you who are listening, go and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe so you can get every good nugget we share on the podcast. And rate and leave a review. Let us know how you feel about the episodes, about the podcast, what you want to hear more of, why you love it, why it's helping you as an introvert or an introvert friend. And while you're at it, share it with a friend. Your reviews and your shares really help us to get discovered on the platform and helps other introverts get access to all of this information. And we're all about sharing and we're all about inspiring. So let's do it together. Thank you all. Thanks for tuning in to this episode, even if it was a half episode. Hope you enjoyed it just the same. Until next time, no small talk.
On God, I come from a place that goes so hard. I'm not afraid of words, you can bring the war. If you don't want problems, then don't start. Don't start. They told me shut up and dribble. Tell your president, act presidential. Bottom line, I won't keep quiet. Not this time, not this time.
Thank you so much for joining us today for another episode of the No Small Talk. And a special thanks to those of you who have faithfully listened and supported the podcast. We really hope you enjoyed the conversation and walk away feeling inspired to start your own conversation. If you did, please do us a favor and submit your review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. And also, don't forget to subscribe to the No Small Talk podcast so that you can be the first to get new episodes every Wednesday. We also want to encourage you to share this episode on IG stories at No Small Talk podcast using hashtag No Small Talk so that we can keep the conversation going. Again, thank you so much for listening to us today. See you next time. And until next time, No Small Talk.